Section 1. You will hear a woman phoning to inquire about exhibition information. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 4. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good morning. You're through to the events coordinator at the Birmingham City Council. How may I help you?
Hello there. My husband and I are interested in purchasing tickets to the automobile exhibition, but I couldn't find many details about it on your website. And I was wondering whether you could provide me with some more information. Does it open in June?
The purpose of calling is to purchase tickets. So, purchasing has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 4.
Good morning. You're through to the events coordinator at the Birmingham City Council. How may I help you?
Hello there. My husband and I are interested in purchasing tickets to the automobile exhibition, but I couldn't find many details about it on your website, and I was wondering whether you could provide me with some more information. Does it open in June?
Yes, of course, madam. The exhibition will take place during July. And will showcase the history of automobiles from the very first commercial car in the late 1800s all the way through to the present day.
Is the exhibition open for the duration of July?
No, madam. The exhibition will last 3 days from the 1st of July to the 3rd of July. And then the cars will be taken to another exhibition.
Okay. Does the exhibition focus on a certain manufacturer?
No. It will showcase a wide range of manufacturers.
Wonderful. I'm ever so fed up of going to these shows and only seeing one manufacturer. Are there any opportunities to sit in or even drive the cars?
There will be many opportunities for you to sit in the cars. However, some of the cars will only be available to observe. We are yet to be told whether any of the antique cars will be available to drive. However, there will certainly be an opportunity to test driving some of the more modern cars on a purpose-built track.
That sounds like great fun. I mustn't forget to bring my camera, or my husband will never forgive me.
I'm afraid to say that cameras are actually strictly not allowed to bring into the exhibition. There will, however, be a section where a professional photographer will be available to take photos of you sitting in a car in period clothing.
Well, that sounds like it could be fun, but I assume the photos won't be free.
On the contrary, one free photograph is included within every ticket, but each photo after this will cost £5.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 5 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 5 to 10.
That's a nice surprise. Not many things are free anymore. I've been asking around about the ticket prices, but I haven't yet had a definite answer. Is it correct that the tickets are £100, whether you buy them now or on arrival?
I'm afraid not. If you buy the ticket in advance, the price is £110. But it's £165 on the door.
Oh, goodness. I suppose I'd best pay for them now, then. Is it possible to buy tickets from you now over the phone?
Yes, of course, madam. I'll transfer you to the box office manager, Mark Edgeworth. That's E-D-G-E-W-O-R-T-H. And he will probably need to take your credit card details and some personal details.
Yes, that's fine. Before you transfer me, I just need to ask a few more questions. Will the exhibition be held in the Birmingham Exhibition Centre? I think that's where I went last time.
No, madam. The Birmingham Exhibition Centre is currently undergoing some renovations, so this year, all exhibitions will be held in the Summer Palace.
Summer Palace? I'm not entirely sure where that is.
Well, it's not too far from City Centre. Once you're in the centre, you should be able to find signs for the palace. If not, most people in Birmingham will be able to direct you.
Neither my husband nor I am particularly good with directions. Is there anywhere I can find this information on the internet?
Our website will give you an address. Perhaps you could visit www.directions.com for more detailed information, and they should be able to provide you with step-by-step instructions.
Okay. And is this the best way to contact you, by phone?
I think the most convenient way to contact us is inquiring online, which is much simpler than having to dial various different numbers to reach the right person. Unless you have any more questions, I'll transfer you now.
No, that's great. Thank you for your help.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section two.